keeping you connected. From Northeast Pennsylvania, from New York's Catskills, on either side of the Delaware River, this is WJFF. The show is Folk Plus, and I'm your host, Angela Page. Stay tuned for today's theme.
By row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch and row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling down. Pulling weeds and picking stones, man is made of dreams and bones. Feel the need to grow my own, 'cause the time is close at hand. And grain for grain, sun and rain, find my way in nature's chain. And tune my body and my brain to the music from the land. Want to help me out here? It's pretty simple. Inch by inch and row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch and row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling down. Plant your rows straight and long, and temper them with prayer and song. And Mother Earth will make you strong if you give her love and care. An old crow watching hungrily from his perch in yonder tree. And in my garden I'm as free as that feathered thief up there. Let's go here. And inch by inch and row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. And inch by inch and row by row, someone blessed these seeds I sow. Someone warmed them from below till the rains come tumbling down.
Live from Dublin, New Hampshire, David Mallett. Great singer, great writer, still going strong. There he is singing his great song, the Garden Song. Maybe you didn't know who wrote it, but you heard it before. Well, it was David Mallett. That's from his release, Parallel Lives. Doing gardening and gardens and flowers this hour on the show because, I don't know, that's kind of what's in my mind these days. I'm seeing posts and information about people who can help you with your gardens. A lot of people in our area are doing that. I'm taking advantage of that. I'm going to try taking my garden and making it less mowing and more wildflowers. We'll see how that goes. I love this next song by Emily Scott Robinson. It was brought to my attention years ago by Nancy in Smallwood. Thank you, Nancy. Love this song. Here it is, called The Time for Flowers. Gardening this hour on the show. Time for flowers will come again, maybe in 1 year, maybe in 10. There are days despair will win, but the time for flowers will come again. Clear among what we call weeds.
with all nature that surrounds. You will find me with my shoes off.
So you will find Colleen Catau in the garden. She lives up just south of Syracuse. We heard Emily Scott Robinson before that, The Time for Flowers and the Garden Song by David Mallet. I talked to Maria Grimaldi, local plant expert. She said, gardening and sharing info with community is an attempt to heal the earth of injuries we humans have done. And that is my vocation in my senior years. I'm enthused and gratified to find so many who share our intents on the Upper Delaware Network, peace. And Maria is currently working on people who have very wet gardens. Climate change is affecting everywhere. And it's just one of the people that I reached out to in the area to talk about gardening and gardens. And here is a tip from Project Meadow in Narrowsburg.
Hi, this is Lee from Project Meadow, based out of Narrowsburg, and I have a quick garden tip for you. As you're planning your garden this year with which flowers to plant, don't forget to think about the sizes of the pollinators. So there's a teeny tiny solitary bee, but there's also the large bumblebee and the butterflies. So as you're picking out flowers, you're thinking about color choice, you're thinking about deer resistant, that's for sure. But don't forget about sizes. Since the pollinators vary in sizes, your flowers should also vary in size.
Daphne and daisies and daffodils, dianthus that spills from her windowsills. On days when she's down, Diane can be found planting daisies and daffodils in the ground. She's buried the anger, buried the shame of suffering silence, sadness and pain. Her tears have showered the soil like rain. To the sense of forgiveness are all that remain. Lilacs and lilies and lavender, stepping stones lined in lobelia. After the showers, she'll pass away hours, burying seeds that grow into flowers. Kale and cosmos and columbine, calendula, cardinal and cypress vine, their nectar love that won't last.
about losing herself, letting go of the past. Now she's finding herself alone with her cats, happily humming away at her task. Kayla and Kazos and Columbine, Calendula, Cardinal and Cypress Vine, climbing round her porch and twine, while hummingbirds suckle their nectar wine. Daphne and daisies and daffodils, dianthus that spills from her windowsills. On days when she's down, Diane can be found planting daisies and daffodils in the ground. This garden is full of small summer winds. Up on the hill where it begins, it's never silent, it's always green. Wanton but tidy, my father's dream. This garden is well trimmed and planned, but always getting out of hand. The steady light, the constant rain, overnight things grow again. This garden is full of rocks and bees and something colorless that no one sees. Stream of silver, rose of rust. My father's garden grew from dust. Remember 1934, in a storm, black fire rolling in, splintered into dust and wind. Remember when it blew away, nothing grew, no one stayed. Remember somewhere in your bones, this is how your garden grows. This garden is full of lovely things, full of colors, sun and rain. It was planted long before it grew. Years ago when the dust storms blew, remember when I was young, I never understood it then. But passions rise from broken trusts, and my father's garden grew from dust.
touch the butterfly, or it won't leave the ground. But when she turned her head, his little hand reached out without a sound. Now its velvet rice-papered wings were numb, and its golden dust stained his careless thumb. In the flower bed between geraniums, he laid its body down in the garden. That pitchfork, strip that sod off, get yourself down on your knees, plant that lettuce and those peppers, stretch that trellis carefully. But rabbits came, beetles too, and his innocence was their food. So he built a fence, called in the troops, defending the garden. To her wedding Sunday, it will be outside in her backyard where they used to play. Beneath grapevines they once kissed, while the porcelain virgin bird bath blushed. Then he caught her, got her, just his luck, coveting in the garden. Butterfly, or it won't leave the ground.
Mike Loriano there. Song about touching a butterfly's wings. Ever do that? Maybe warned by one of your parents not to, and you just wonder, is that true? That it'll ruin the flight of the butterfly, and it does, sadly. So there he is in his song, The Garden, burying the butterfly in the garden. Cat Eggleston before that, My Father's Garden, from Second Nature on Waterbug. Daphne Daisy's Daffodils. From Wild English Rose, we heard Victoria Park. Just a little aside for anybody who knows Joe Bray. She and I went to see him in the hospital and were singing to him when he passed away. It's just, when I think of playing her, it just takes over in my head. My Irish Gaelic speaker, teacher, passing away in the hospital, listening to songs about Ireland. But I digress. I want to talk a little bit about my mom, who loved flowers. She loved geraniums. She loved planting geraniums. They were everywhere. And she loved poetry. And when she grew up in England, in the late 20s, early 30s, they taught by memorization. And she knew so many poems, and I'd like to have her now read for us one of the dozens she memorized.
It's about two little seeds in the ground. Little brown seed, oh little brown brother, are you awake in the dark? Here we lie, close to each other. Hark, that's the song of the lark. Waken, the lark says. Waken and dress you. Put on your green coat and play. The sun will shine on you. It will caress you. Waken, it's morning. 'Tis May. Little brown seed, oh, little brown brother, what kind of flower will you be? I'll be a poppy, all bright like my mother. Do be a poppy like me. What? You're a sunflower? How I shall miss you when you grow golden and high. But I'll send all the bees up to kiss you. Little brown brother, goodbye.
My mom, Joan Page, who we lost at 97 years old. Here's a song from John Smith for those of you who want to remember your moms or grandmoms who also loved flowers.
In 10 short years, she delivered 10 of us. Her days were always full, from early dawn till dusk. She loved nature's simple gifts, the song of the Jenny Wren. And I'm thankful she passed that down to all us kids. And she loved lilacs, she loved peonies, she loved bleeding hearts and lilies of the valley. But the flowers that she loved most of all each spring were the violets us children used to bring. And she loved Engelbert, Humperdinck. She sang, please release me, let me go from the kitchen sink. She loved Eddie Arnold too, sang, make the world go away, as she hung cotton diapers out to dry on clear blue days. Yeah, she loved lilacs, she loved peonies, she loved bleeding hearts and lilies of the valley. But the flowers that she loved most of all, the violets us children used to bring. She was just a country girl, she never went away too far. She only flew in an airplane once, she never learned to drive a car. We came home every day for lunch, she was always right there for us, with a smile and a gentle touch. Yes, it was easy love. We were all by her side when she took her final breath, holding hands in silent prayer, circled round her bed. And now every spring, when the flowers bloom and the Jenny Wren sings, Mother, I'll think of you and how you love lilacs and hearts and lilies of the valley. But the flowers that you loved most of all each spring were the violets us children used to bring. Those tiny violets us children used to bring.
From his release, The Longing Road, that's John Smith with She Loved Flowers. You know, you have to have a lot of faith when you're planting seeds in the fall that things will come up in the spring. And here's some songs about that.
seedling and we plant it in the ground. With a hope and a prayer it'll grow up strong. Faith in the future will someday come along. We try to believe in, and to have a little faith in the world.
Thank you.
raining and it's cold. It could freeze any day. Got a shovel and a hoe, and I'm breaking through the clay. I'm out here on my hands and knees, even though it looks like snow. There's a will, there's a way. So something's gotta grow. I'm planting a garden in October, and hoping it isn't over. Girl all dressed in white, and the sky was something blue. Red roses in full bloom. They both said I do. And you and I sat side by side as they walked down the aisle. When her roses landed in my hands, I thought I saw you smile. I'm planting a garden in October, and hoping it isn't old. And I still have dried bouquet that I caught on that perfect day. And you think by now that I would know I cannot make this garden grow. It's just the way the seasons go.
There you heard Brooks Williams doing Tulips in the Spring, Chris Kokesh planting a garden in October, and then Dennis Warner from his release Seeds, Have a Little Faith in the World, which we need as we plant in the winter. Up next is some poetry from John Eric Kakula. He's from Studio Honeysuckle, native perennial garden designer, designing gardens on both sides of the Delaware River. Here's John Eric.
Spring Blossoms. Each January, the view outside the kitchen window is of a dry-laid bluestone wall, surrounded by the brown burgundy of leafless sleeping spirea, stiff echinacea stalks, draping cotoneaster, and the bare rubbery stalks of a star magnolia. All are sleeping, roots blanketed warmly in the earthwormed soil. Occasionally, snow falls, much less these days, it seems. and the green free scene is enhanced by the fluffed and frozen H2O. The crispy dried leaves of the walnut tree lay lightly on the top of the flower beds before they crumple into earth and feed the fungus. I peer at my window, washing my breakfast dishes as winter moves forward, and watch the seemingly lifeless branches slowly begin to change their color and their shape. Buds, the color of the branch bark from which they emerge, try to hide their life-filled bodies, but I see them. I see the bright tips of the daffodils peeping from the cedar mulch. I see the lilac pushing out green shapes like newborn grasshoppers, and I marvel each spring how living creatures, both flora and fauna, begin to stir, whether a human lifts a hand to encourage them or not. These living beings are determined to burst into the sunlight and fling open their rose and fresh butter-colored petals, unconcerned with man's wars and careless ways. The native switchgrass, still deep asleep until mid-June, will eventually thrust up its tasty shoots, so Olivia, my sweet tortoiseshell cat, can once again nibble, nibble in the warm afternoon sun.
Thanks, John Eric. Thanks to all the local gardening experts, Lee from Project Meadow, Maria Grimaldi, and John Eric Karkula, for adding to the show today. You may also be interested in the spring walk at Crystal Lake on the 28th of April and cooking with wild foods in Calicoon with Laura Silverman on the 10th of May. Also, Damascus Township is doing a community plant swap. Maybe you're dividing bulbs, you have too many, you have books or tools or pots. So that will be May 18th in Damascus. Want to remind you about dandelions and how special they are, and to do that in song is Cozy Sheridan. You may not want to try and kill them this spring.
Let us consider the lettuce. It's not as healthy as they said. Like certain anxious dogs, it's a little overbred. They made it as sweet as they can. That's what sells at a produce stand. Turns out something bitter is better for you. Oh, the rabbits and the woodchucks have known it all along. They're not getting into your garbage. They're out there in your lawn. In the world feels like a deadly place. Eat something we can't erase. You want to survive, eat the dandelion. And if you want to make it up the hill, eat something we cannot kill. They want to give you one more pill. Get down in the dirt, maybe you will. Find a tree you can admire, a living thing that won't expire. Times are dire. Eat the dandelion. Oh, the world will come to get you in oh so many ways. Complicated chemicals rounding out our days. Kraft Cheetos, stuff like that's gonna make us stupid and make us fat. And I'll tell you where your health is at. Go out and eat the yard. Eat something we cannot kill. They want to give you one more pill. Get down in the dirt, maybe you will. Find a tree you can admire, a living thing that won't expire. Times are dire. Eat the dandelion. It's bitter, it's true. Turns out bitter is better for you. If you want to make it up the hill, eat something we cannot kill. They want to give you one more pill. Get down in the dirt, maybe you will. Find a tree you can admire, a living thing that won't expire. Times are dire. Eat the dandelion. Oh, times are dire. Eat the dandelion.
little seed, and I planted it down. Turkey, 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 tied it low. We'll all dance around and see my little seed grow. The rain, it come, and it washed my ground. I thought my little seed was going to drown. I waited and splashed, and I carried my seed. I planted it again on some higher ground. Took it, took it, took it, took it tied along. Took it, took it, took it, took it tied along. Took, took, took it, took it, took it tied along. We'll all dance around and see my little seed grow. The sun
sleep. It was not yet light. He walked out into the morning mist through the remnant of the night. A sack of grain hung at his side. He made his way across the field. Lost in a dream of harvest time and all that it would yield. Some seeds fell on stony places. The soil was shallow and dry. The roots were scorched by the summer sun as it seared down from the sky. Some fell by the roadside. Birds came quickly and ate the seed. Some fell among the thistles and were strangled by the weeds. Some were nurtured in fertile ground. They were fully grown. Oh, the grain then yielded 100 times the seed that first was sown. falls to the ground and is buried in the earth. Unless it dies, it can't give life. Therein lies its worth. Unless a seed is planted, born out of a sower's toil. Unless the ground is broken, of what value is the soil? And if a man has ears to hear, Lord, let his heart be stirred. To labor in the vineyard and the wisdom of your sure to reap as we have sown. Oh, the grain is ripe, the fields are white, it will soon be harvest home. The sower rose up from his sleep, it was not yet light. He walked out into the morning mist, through the remnant of the night.
Without missing a beat, he put that bread in the oven and said these words to me. You reap what you sow, so you'd better plan wisely, that the harvest may yield you a bounty of good. You get what you give, so give completely, and all your deeds will return as they should. Still ring in my ear. You reap what you sow, so you'd better plan wisely, that the harvest may yield you a bounty of good. You get what you give, so give completely, and all your deeds will return as they should. All your deeds will return as they should. You reap what you sow, so you'd better plan wisely.
Ended the show there with a Woody Guthrie song for kids about planting seeds. We heard Chuck Hall doing The Sower, and we heard Mara Levine doing You Reap What You Sow. My website for Folk Plus is folkplusradio.com. If you missed anything at WGFF you'd like to hear again, you can always listen when it's convenient for you. Just sit at your computer and pull up the archive page. So take a look at the program guide and see some other shows you might be interested in, and listen to them when it works for your schedule. I'll be here on the radio next week, same time. Happy gardening.
Radio Catskill supporters include the Sterling Business and Technology Park, located at Exit 17 on Interstate 84 in Northeast Pennsylvania, offering opportunities to locate or expand businesses on property zoned for manufacturing and other uses. More information at sterlingbusinesspark.com. And listeners like you who donate at wjffradio.org.
WJFF Jeffersonville, W233AH Monticello. Radio Catskill. Thanks for listening, and thanks for supporting public radio for the Catskills and Northeast Pennsylvania.